Welcome to the Lion and the Rose, one of the finest places to stay when visiting Portland, Oregon. You can always check availability or make a reservation online at our website, lionrose.com, or speak to an innkeeper, reconfirm your arrival time, or ask questions, press 0 and then pound. For driving directions, press 2. To reach a guest room, press 3. To cancel a reservation for a future stay, press 4. To learn about our seasonal service, press 5. For questions about comfy sheets, press 6. Our website address is www.lionrose.com. Our email address is innkeeper@lionrose.com. Thank you for calling. Welcome to the Lion and the Rose, one of the finest places to stay when visiting Portland, Oregon. You can always check availability or make a reservation online at our website, lionrose.com, or speak to an innkeeper, reconfirm your arrival time, or ask questions, press 0 and then pound.
In the Rose, this is Steve. How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. This is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi. I'm okay.
Hey, yeah. We spoke Friday afternoon. Do you want to follow up with you? Is now a good time, or do you want me to give you a call next?
Well, it's not really. I got your letter. I haven't really gotten to look at it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we truly... How would you be different than, you know, OnDeck or, you know, other people?
Yeah, we have a pretty wide range of programs that we offer. We've been in business for 14 years. We're actually one of the first companies to do working capital financing. And then as far as me personally, I really care about my customers, and you're really just going to be dealing directly with me. You don't have to, you know, jump through hoops to get a hold of me. It's not a crazy long process to get you approved and funded. Like you can look me up personally on my LinkedIn profile. Are you familiar with LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Like I have a LinkedIn account. So I care a lot about my personal reputation. So you know up front that you're, you know, everything's transparent, all the costs and stuff like that. I'm very upfront with all of my customers. And then like I said, you can look me up on LinkedIn. So you know that I'm a real person. I'm actually a graduate student by evening. So, you're dealing with somebody legit, not, you know, not just somebody that, you know, wants to fund you a loan and then say goodbye.
But
other than that, we offer a huge range of programs. Like I said, we've been in business for quite a while. Are you guys, projects going on, or what's
well,
going on?
We're not, okay. In the last... starting in the recession of 2008, there was a significant business downturn.
Right.
We kind of have gotten through by taking out expensive short-term loans with people like OnDeck and Wide Lending and GB Auto Financing. And, and, you know, you just never get ahead because by the time you pay them off, you're about ready to do the next one.
You're in the same position again.
So we, last year, worked with a loan broker in Denver who's really a great guy, kind of like you are. And we went through really a whole series of funding things, including looking at refinancing with the SBA, and we got to this place where every time we were about to do something, there was something that didn't, you know, match their requirements. And so then we've just sort of given up for the last 6 months. And we might, right now we have a loan from Wide Lending at about 29%, which will be paid off in January. we got a pretty good deal from American Express Merchant Financing,
mm-hmm.
the 4% of revenue.
Okay.
Which is actually a really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
A little awkward to implement, but you know,
right.
works okay. And that'll be paid off in January.
Okay.
But we're about to enter our slow period, right? So.
Gotcha.
Now, Wide is happy to lend us money, more money. They just always are sending emails, and, you know. But it's 29%. You know, it's like horrible.
Right. What kind of terms do they get you? Is it pretty short term or longer term, or what is it like 6 months?
Well,
almost?
The last one. Was I think for 6 months or 9 months.
Okay.
I don't think it was for a year.
And that was with Wide Lending, right? Okay.
Yeah, Wide Lending. You know them.
Yeah, I'm familiar. How much did you borrow?
Like $24,000.
Okay. Is that around the same amount that you usually borrow, or?
Yeah, I think we did about 24. And then we did about 24 from American Express.
Okay.
And we also use Cabbage.
Okay, I'm familiar with Cabbage.
But we've converted what we owe them to a long term. They actually, it's actually pretty cool. They converted it to like a 3-year loan at low interest. So
mm-hmm.
we were like, whoa, that was pretty good. So now we're sort of trying to see, you know, what we might need this year. And we aren't quite, we haven't really done our analysis yet.
Do you normally do that around like tax season kind of that's when you evaluate?
Well, no, it's going to be, we'll end up doing it in November and December.
Okay.
We're on a July 1st fiscal year.
Gotcha.
And our business has two parts. There's a bed and breakfast part that generally is bringing in about $415,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sell bed linens online, which brings in about $280,000 a year.
You said you sell bed linens online?
Yeah. The bed linens we use, we sell them online with Google AdWords.
Oh, very cool.
Now, that all part of our business makes money.
Yeah, I know. Low overhead, too, right?
Right. We saw about 1,000 sets a year, 1,000 customers a year.
How'd you get into that business?
Well, we have a bed and breakfast, and you go to the bed and breakfast conferences, and there was this company called Compico, and they make microfiber bed sheets that feel great and need zero ironing.
Hmm.
And we were paying $2,000 a year to iron top sheets and pillowcases.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, we can buy $1,200 of new bed linens, and we won't have to pay that.
Yeah, smart.
And then they said, oh, and you can sell them to your guests, which, of course, we did. And then one day I went to them about 6 years ago or 5 years ago, and I said, you wouldn't mind if I sold these online, would you? And they said, oh, you can do that.
Well, that worked out.
Well, it took me about 9 months to crack the code on Google AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to use words that get clicks, you want words that convert.
That get purchases,
and
yeah.
And we came to realize that if you typed in the words, comfy sheets, you wanted to buy those sheets.
There you go.
So we created, all at once, this started in 1 year, we brought in more money than the bed and breakfast.
Wow.
Now, there were only 3 of us doing it then, now there's about 5 or 7.
Uh-huh.
So.
They caught on.
But it still makes a lot of money, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's okay. So American Express is pulling from both income streams. They actually go through different processing companies.
And that's when you said it just takes a percentage, right? Percentage of all your deposits, basically.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right, and that's not a bad thing to do. Some of the companies do that because then in the slow season, you pay less.
Exactly.
And in the busy season, you pay when you have it, you pay more. So,
yeah, so, so Some people love that and some people hate it. But for a business, when you're like seasonal, it works out great. So
my guess is when we will, because the rate is so good, we would probably extend that when we're eligible for
renewal.
But we haven't talked to them about it yet. But
I see.
You know, everything's been going along fine, and
right.
I'm sure they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's kind of the story.
The gist.
No,
go ahead.
Well, and I've totally been through this drill, right, with people that are in your role, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they say, you need to send us 3 months of things. Well, that's totally untrue, because I've been through this enough time that you have to look at a whole year. You have to look at a 12-month period. Otherwise, you just don't get it, right?
Yeah, you don't get the whole picture.
Or I can send you the 3 months over the summer, and you'll go, this is amazing, right? And then I'll send you the 3 months over the winter, and you'll say, we wouldn't want to do that, would we, you know?
Yep.
So you have to really, you know, look at, and seasonal lodging is always like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then you end up having to need the corporate tax returns and the personal tax returns, and then you start with 12 months of 7 different, at least 2 different checking accounts.
Mm-hmm. So you have one for the bed and breakfast and one for the linens, is that right?
Well, you have one for the bed and breakfast and one that's personal. And invariably, they want all my personal data. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so all I can say is, you know, we've been through this. I haven't updated all our... I usually end up sitting at the Dropbox where you can just go and pull all the stuff you want. But
makes it easier.
It's kind of like a fire drill, you know. And then, so for example, we went through this thing with Celtic Bank and then SBA Refinance.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept saying everything was good, everything was good, everything was good, but they just wouldn't close it. In fact, they actually never, they said, you'll have your loan by Christmas. Yeah, Dusty? Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold just for a second.
Yeah, not a problem.
Hi. I'm back again. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah,
okay.
On mute.
Okay.
So
you're saying the SBA
couldn't
fund you until December?
I'm just saying that we've really been through this, right? So when I talk to people like you, I just have to. And we get lots of calls all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the competition is huge now. It's crazy. There's so many smaller lenders that do this. But the thing is, if you look at our website versus these other companies that call you, you can tell off the bat the difference. I don't know if you had any chance to do any research or anything like that. But if you're at
we've been dealing with like 3 other issues. So
I got you. Got a lot going on. Yeah. So like I don't know if you're at the computer right now, but.
So I have you on the list, I'm happy to, when we get ready to do something, I'm happy to talk with you about it.
I wouldn't even mind just seeing what we can do for you, even if it's not something that you're confident that you want to do right now. Like I said, I wouldn't mind just kind of checking and let you know what kind of options you have, and just to give you some feedback, just so you kind of know we can do that way when you do need something, you know. You can come see me because you know that I can already get these options in place for you. So you told me a little bit about the processes with the other lenders that you've been through. It sounds like they want a lot more personal information. Our programs are strictly on your business credit. So we don't we only need your business tax return and then your business checking account information. So we really, it's all based on your business. There's a small part that that does include your personal credit, just because mm-hmm. there's certain people that we're legally not allowed to lend to, like if you have a big tax lien or if you're in the process of a bankruptcy, obviously things like that.
Right.
But yeah, generally it's pretty much all, it's all in the business. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then we look at your previous year's tax return. So we kind of get an idea of your seasonality versus your total annual yeah. sales, and we kind of put some programs together for you. But yeah, we've been doing this for quite a while. We got access to a lot more resources, so oftentimes we're able to beat out our competitors, including OnDeck. And I like OnDeck. Trust me, we actually work with them. They're one of our partners.
No, they're fine. They always have done. Since they went public, they've become a little bit pickier about everything.
Right.
But they, you know, they always did what they said they would do. I mean, it was not mm-hmm. different. So. And Wide is the same way, you know, Wide.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John, this is Sam over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you? Hey, not too bad.
You still with me?
I just wanted to touch base with you guys.
Hello?
Yeah, can you
hear
me?
Hi, hello? Yes, he started the car and you went over to the car speaker.
Oh, gotcha.
All at once, I was like, where are you? And I'm realizing, Bluetooth just turned
no
down.
Problem.
He turned down the car.
So, sorry.
Hey,
so, real
call
quick.
Me in the middle of November.
Okay.
That's when I'm going to probably have, we'll be more in our slow period, and then I may be more ready to.
Sure. Yeah,
you know,
I can do that.
I don't mind sending you stuff. I can assemble it and send it, and you can look at it.
Yeah, keep in mind these loans are based on the current cash flow of your business, so just make sure not to inquire too late into your slow season, because otherwise it could adversely affect your approval.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if we try to get you a good deal in the middle of your slow season, it's going to be a lot harder versus if you do it before your slow season starts. You know what I mean? So just kind of keep that in mind. Do you what was your current balance with Wide Lending? Do you know?
$7,000.
At 7K. Okay, and then your Amex one, you said?
I don't know. I would expect it would be similar. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
Why did I check Amex?
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
They're not. We've paid off the majority of it.
Gotcha.
Of each of them, but I don't know exactly. With Wide, I know that it was showing 7,000 more, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and we do both programs. We do the working capital with the fixed payments, and then we do the factor programs where it basically takes a percentage of your deposits as well. So we can kind of put some options on the table, see what works best for you given the current situation, and kind of just go from there. But yeah, I mean, based on the information you told me, it sounds like definitely something we can help you with. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, kind of in the middle?
Well, we generally are at about, of late, have been about a 670.
Okay, kind of fluctuates a little bit.
Yeah, last year there was periods where. Well, and what's really affected us was about 2 years ago. We applied for a loan modification with Wells Fargo, and they told us to stop paying, and we stopped paying, and then they denied the loan modification, and then we had this backup, and it was carried as late.
Mm-hmm.
Now we haven't been late in 15 months.
Okay.
But
okay.
This upsets everybody. This is like, oh my God, we're late.
That's
what
terrible.
And they say, well, yes, we were late because they told us to stop paying.
You were advised by a professional to do that. That sucks. That's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so.
Well, we consider everything. We know as a business owner, your credit's not going to be perfect. Honestly, most business owners don't have a great credit. It's just the way it is in this industry. So, but yeah, I mean, I could let me email you the application info if you do decide you wanted to, just to kind of see, you know, what you wanted to do. I'd be happy to process everything, even if you're not looking to take anything right now, just to give you like some ideas about what we can do, and you can kind of compare it to what you've had before and do your own judgment.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'll send you that info, and if I don't hear back from you, I'll just give you a call around. You said November, mid-November or something, or
okay, yeah, mid-November, yeah.
Okay, sounds good,
okay.
Steve. Anything else I can help you with, sir?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
All right, appreciate your time. Yeah, my pleasure. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.